It's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to answer your questions about the great outdoors. Call in now at 888-898-2525 and join SC Wild on the Sports Talk Media Network.
Oh, it's a National Signing Day edition of SC Wild here on Sports Talk with the former highly recruited athlete out of Sumter who made his way down to the Citadel. Major Billy Downer.
Not so much, but thank you so much for that intro, Phil. Always a pleasure to be with you. Here we are, and cold temperatures are upon us. It is getting cold in South Carolina again, finally. So we are looking forward to some good hunting weather in the next week. If you are in the deer hunting mode still, it's time to get back out there because it's gotten really cold. And when it gets this kind of cold, deer will be moving. They'll be looking for food, and they'll be moving. So if you haven't gone deer hunting in a while, you've been tired of kind of that lull that was going on, cold weather is going to get things pumped back up. So you might want to try to get back out there. So that's just a reminder. Back in the late season here in December, here we are. It's cold in the 20s. Mm. Good morning hunt time. And in the evening, afternoon also, and you look for those days when you get a day that doesn't get very cold, very warm. That's a good day to sit as well, long hours. So good time to get back into deer hunting here before we get into Christmas.
Absolutely. Let's play a little open line, a little open mic for you tonight. No primary topic in mind, so we'll open up the phone lines for you. 888-898-2525. You have a question for Major Downer about anything in the outdoors of South Carolina related to hunting, fishing, boating. Also now, as we're into December, love to talk about some of the best holiday presents that you can purchase for the outdoor person in your life that you want to present them with a great gift. He's got some ideas on that. You can also drop us a text line. Our phone number is 803-900-4847, 803-900-4847. So let me ask you, as the weather has now turned cold, where are we in terms of the hunting seasons? What's still in play out there across the state?
So right now, we are at that point in the what we call the lull between the first and second duck season. So right now, waterfowl season's gone out. It came in for the Thanksgiving season. We're waiting for December 12th for that season to open back up. Cold temperatures are good right now for us, as in cold temperatures here means it's probably really cold up above us. Birds getting pushed in with colder weather. These fronts typically push birds in. We're not getting the storm fronts we sometimes see, but with these colder weather, we do see birds push in. I do know, as far as a waterfowl report from the first season, on our public areas, our waterfowl areas on the coast, saw high success. Pintails, teal, mallards, gadwall, widgeon, a mixture of everything. So just a really good first season. I've talked to some folks that went on some of our Category 1 hunts. They all got their pintail limit. They were looking for model ducks. Saw scads of teal, so lots of teal in the area, which is good. And again, gadwall alike. So a lot of birds seem to be in the first season on the coast. So that's a good sign, looking for more things as we get to the late season here. Remembering, the biggest change in late season right now as it gets cold like this is ponds freeze up. Mm. If it stays 20 degrees for a couple of days, some of these ponds, these inland impoundments, will freeze up, and that can make it hard for hunting on the impoundments. But it's not gonna, looks like it's not going to stay around for too long. We'll get back some warmer temperatures to melt the ice in the daytime. But again, 20s in the morning is awful cold for South Carolina typically. That's cold for us. We rarely get in those teens for many long days. So a couple of days this week, most in the 20s all week in the morning. So again, good things for deer season. We talked about that, what seasons are still in. Even though duck season's out right now until the 12th, deer season remains in. It's been warm in November for the most part. We saw a real lull in the deer season, just things slowed down. And people get, it gets hard to hunt when it gets hot again in November. So it's cold again. I encourage folks, if you haven't gone out, to go back out to deer blind and try it again. As the temperatures cool down like this, you'll see deer activity pick up. And as well, buck activity will pick up as well as they kind of get more invigorated and excited back into that possible, we would call a second rut or into the main rut now, which is really late for a lot of intents and purposes, but it does happen when it gets cold like this. So deer season's still in, of course, and Thanksgiving, quail season's in for the quail that are out there, rabbit hunting's in. A lot of fun to be had there in small game. Dove season's heard some good reports on some dove fields. Again, during the Thanksgiving break, again, dove season doesn't open back up to December 22nd, so remember that. Mm-hmm. But the cold weather this past Thanksgiving week pushed some birds in, and I heard some really good hunts that were had on some of these crop fields that have been cut. The old dove field, the sunflower fields in September and October may have let you down a little bit, but if you've got food for the late season, if you've got maybe able to put wheat out in November and on a field, you might have birds now. Again, we hadn't had a whole lot of rain, so the wheat hadn't all sprouted. That's good. But again, we're in December now, so you can't put wheat out anymore. But as far as crop fields, beans getting cut, soybean fields are a good place to hunt. It's where I grew up hunting doves in the wintertime. A lot of birds have come through. Again, heard of some really good hunts last week, surprisingly. And cold weather, I've often said this on the show, the coldest I've been hunting was oftentimes dove hunting, not duck hunting. Hmm. I can remember growing up just really cold mornings in a field with the wind blowing. But dove season will come back in December the 22nd. Duck season comes in December the 12th. Remember, if you're hunting migratory birds, you've got to have your hunting license, your migratory bird permit. For waterfowl, you've got to have your migratory waterfowl stamp or the state duck stamp, your federal stamp. It can be an e-stamp. Just like the state stamp is e-stamp basically now. It's a privilege you buy. And then you've got to have your non-toxic shot for hunting ducks afield. So just some of the rules to remember. Plugs always still are in the rules there, as well as your times. You can shoot 30 minutes prior to official sunrise to sunset. And that's the time, legal time, that you can hunt waterfowl and morning dove for that matter. So all migratory birds are 1/2 hour before sunrise to official sunset. Just kind of where we are.
I want to go back to something you said earlier. Phone number 888-898-2525 and text line is 803-900-4847. Major Billy Downer, SC Wild, here on Sports Talk. So you mentioned the cold weather and lakes and ponds freezing over this time of the year. Now, this isn't Minnesota or the Dakotas or, Chicago. When they get their hard freezes on their lakes and ponds, you can go out on their lakes and ponds and skate and do all kind of fun things. But around here, that's certainly not advisable, is it? I mean, our lakes and ponds don't freeze. They don't freeze all the way through like that.
And so when I'm talking about freezing right now, I'm talking about ponds. When I say ponds, I mean flooded impoundments, which are dry land fields that have anywhere from 18 to 36 inches of water on them. Mm-hmm. Some of them get deeper than that, but typically they're around 18 to 24 inches of water on those ponds. They freeze a lot quicker. They don't have the depth. That can be difficult. If the water freezes, you have nowhere for ducks to land. So it just makes it hard. Now, our lakes don't typically freeze unless we get a really hard cold for several days. Some of the edges of the lake may freeze in the shallower water areas. But typically right now you're going to see ponds freeze up a lot of times when it gets this cold. And when that happens, that can cause issues. If you're going out for a duck hunt on one of these impoundments and everything's froze up, it's hard to see ducks because they're not having anywhere to land. They're looking for water somewhere, and a lot of times they will head to the lake when ponds freeze up. So for the public duck hunter, great news, it might get birds to the lake. But again, our season's not in until December the 12th, as we know it'll come in for the remainder of the season through January 31st. But, as we get in December, it just seems like, wow, overnight, here we are, it's December the 4th, and we're not, 21 days from Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd also mention, if you haven't done your shopping for Christmas, we always do that Christmas show, and sometimes we wait till the second show in December, but I wanted to kind of do a little earlier. Things are changing so much in families and how we do Christmas, and I recently was given an invitation for a family Christmas sharing event, and you put your name on a computer program, on the phone, on an app, and it throws you into the basically into a pile, and you draw out a name from the family to get a gift for, and then you can put in your wish list. And it's interesting because on that app, you can actually put in everybody's getting a $50 gift, and so you can say what you look for what you want. It's under $50. And that gets kind of interesting. It's sometimes you find things you didn't believe were under $50. As expensive as a lot of things are today, there's still some things out there that are very reasonable. So I started thinking, you know, for the hunter, what's under $50 that you could get somebody? And there's actually quite a lot of things. For a waterfowl hunter, hey, everybody loves to get extra shells. Even if you buy one box of shells for $25, you can get two boxes for $50. And a really good box. And you can sometimes get three or four boxes of shells, depending on where you are. Well, at least three boxes of shells now, if you're in a $15 brand. But for sure, you can get two boxes of shells. You can find a nice duck call for $50 a lot of times. You can find some nice pair of gloves for $50. You can find a nice hoodie for $50. Something warm toboggan for the head. Again, you know, I always like to talk about knives. Knives get expensive, but sometimes you can find those lesser expensive knives for under $50 as well. Flashlights, the LEDs, anytime you can put on your head, the kind you can put lamps on your head, those are a lot of times are $30, $40 that you can take out waterfowling. And if you haven't used one, when they're hands-free and they're on your head, it makes it really easy to see when you're putting decoys out. It can be very helpful to have that headlamp on. So as funny as that sounds, it actually works pretty well. But there's a lot of gifts out there you can get for your sportsman or sportswoman out there that are under $50. We laugh about this, but a good pair of wool socks is always great because they typically they stay drier. They wick water away from you, and there's some good brands out there. And you find those at any sporting goods store. They've got a good set of wool socks. When you're going duck hunting, nothing better than having warm socks or deer hunting to be in that blind and to have a nice set of warm socks that keeps your feet warm. So socks, an easy buy. But again, you know, we always go to the big gifts when we think about Christmas. We talk about the top 10 and we get in the big things. And I think about the big Christmases I had. I got a rifle for Christmas one year, or you know, a really good set of binoculars. And those get into the hundreds to $1,000. And everybody that's not necessarily what they're looking for a gift. So if you're in that $50 range and you're wanting to get something nice for a hunter, shells, if you find out what they shoot, what gauge shotgun they're shooting, or what rifle they have, a good box of bullets will go a long way, and they'll be very thankful for that. Again, in the clothing line, gloves, hats, toboggans, things like that work really well. Your camouflage masks that are wool, those old school things when it gets cold, those are great. Again, a good dove seat. Everybody, you know, when dove season comes around, it looks like I think everybody always goes to the shed and tries to find that old dove stool out there that you've got that's got dust all over it. Getting somebody a nice dove stool for $50 is a pretty nice gift, and they'll thank you for that. They don't think about it until dove season comes around, but getting into Christmas time is not a nice gift. So there's a couple of not really neat things if you really go out to the stores and look. And this time of year, there's Black Friday everywhere, and everybody's got gifts, and you know, from Bass Pro to Cabela's to your local Ace Hardware store has got great gifts for sportsmen and sportswomen out there everywhere. So I encourage you to go look at that. And again, they don't always have to be the $100, several hundred dollar gifts. It can be something simple that can be a nice gift for somebody.
Fantastic. Never too early to start thinking about that. Is there anything, now you talked about the things that you routinely purchase. Let's step it in. Let's talk about things that are useful in the outdoors, like ATVs and things like that, motorized units that you know that you
your AT your all terrain vehicles or your UTVs as they call it, the big UTVs like Polaris's,
exactly.
Your Rangers, your Hondas. Absolutely, those are great items. And again, those get into the very expensive range for gifts.
Yeah.
And not everybody's going to get that for Christmas. But, you know, I have found in recent years, you know, we have a Honda plant here in South Carolina. Honda's probably, as far as ATVs, I have a 2004 three Honda right now that's still running today. It's 21 years old and it keeps on going. It's hard to beat a Honda. However, you know, you can sometimes find a Polaris with a little more features and independent suspension, four-wheel drive, cheaper than you could buy a Honda of the same variant. So there are deals to be had out there, but you're looking at around probably $8,000 for an ATV. Mm-hmm. UTV, like a Polaris, you're looking anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000, depending on if you get a three-seater or a six-seater. And it's crazy to think that you're buying a UTV for $20,000 that you could go out and buy a Jeep, mm-hmm. a used Wrangler Jeep, maybe for $5,000 or $6,000 and make that work. But again, it's about the access, the ability for that Polaris to put six people in a small area and get back on trails. And that's what makes it nice. Over Thanksgiving, had a hunting trip where we all got stuck. We got two trucks stuck, had to call in to help. I talked about that, I think, the last show. And it's always great when you get stuck together because you got anybody to yell at but yourself, and then you have to get help. And one of the things I was reminded of is that's when UTVs are really nice because they don't get stuck like trucks. They'll go through wet areas a lot better, and they stay on top a lot better than a heavy truck. So UTVs have their advantages when it's wet, for getting you to the blind and back and putting people out. So a great call, Phil, to talk about that because a UTV can be a great gift. They're just very expensive for most folks. So we don't typically talk about that. You know, you start talking about UTVs, talk about boats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for if somebody in your life's a duck hunter and they've got a boat, what do they need for that boat? Well, again, some great items, inflatable life jackets. They don't always want to buy them, but you can go buy a camouflage inflatable life jacket for $120, $130, and you've just given them a life-saving item to wear when they're duck hunting that they probably wouldn't wear unless you gave them that inflatable life jacket. So think about those kind of things. Those are gifts you can give somebody that not only is useful, but it can save their life. And they may not go buy that. They may not wear a life jacket. They'll have the life jackets in the boats like they're supposed to, mm-hmm. but they won't wear the life jacket or a float coat. I've talked about that many times on the show. A float coat is a great gift item. You can get those for around $150, $150. You can still find them, you know, out there. They're still able to be bought. And I've checked that myself, just kind of looking, you know, where can you find a float coat out online? Everybody asks, well, I can't find a float coat. Looking right now, I'm looking at several of them online right now. On float coats, Onyx flotation jacket, real cheap tree right here, $174. Again, great jacket. If they would wear that as a hunting jacket when they're in the boat, again, if you get kicked in the water, you hit a stump, flips the boat over, whatever, and you're thrown in the water, that jacket could save your life. It keep you floating. And if you got waders on, which a lot of people do when they ride in boats, that jacket will float you with the waders. So it's important to keep that in mind. Again, I say this every year, but it's worth mentioning. If you wear waders and you fall in the water, the waders will not take you to the bottom. It may take a minute for them to equalize as far as the water in them, but they're not going to weigh you down. In fact, a lot of the neoprene waders, the old, what we call, I guess we call it old core now because new core is this new loose-fitting wader again, but the neoprene waders will somewhat float you a little bit. You can ball your knees up and you can float with those waders. But again, flotation jackets, life jackets, great items for your waterfowler if they got a boat or if they're a fisherman, they like to fish. Life jackets, great item for the boat. Something else, good rope, a good docking rope, good black, good docking rope or a white docking rope. Again, a great stocking stuffer, $15, $20, get you a nice 8 foot to 10 foot. A docking rope, always nice for a boat. And everybody's using old ones and they can use a new one. So those are great items as well. Remember, as far as your fishermen out there, same thing. You know, this sounds funny, but if they got a boat, a good paddle is a good idea for a boat, to have a paddle in a boat. A lot of people should think that's what was required by law. It's not. It's a great idea, though. And there's some great paddles out there that aren't wood. They're made of metal and plastic. The longevity on those paddles lasts a long time. They're not that expensive. You can buy those paddles, and that's a great gift for a boat to put in the boat as well. I know people may be rolling their eyes going, I can't believe he's telling somebody to buy somebody a paddle for Christmas. But these unthought of gifts sometimes are great. I mean, they just are. And another thing, you know, sometimes the little small heaters are great. The Mr. Heaters. If you can get one of those are great little items. The small ones that use the little small butane can, those are great little items for a deer blind or a duck blind. And they're relatively safe. You know, the big Mr. Heater sometimes can get hard to deal with in a boat. But a little Mr. Heater, little buddy, they're like $50 from Cabela's. And they're a great little item to put on stand, or even if you're out at a sporting event, they can be great to keep you warm. So the Mr. Heater little buddy is a great little item as well. Again, that's a $50 item. So there you go in the fifth year less column.
How about this idea for a gift? And also from a safety standpoint, do they make emergency type rescue kits, something that like will have a flare gun and a strong flashlight, maybe some kind of an alarm or something? Is there do they have those that come together in kits that would be so good to have on boats?
So there is a flare kit for boats. That is not necessarily a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
The flare kit will combine like three flares that if you need assistance, you can hit the flare. And those are not bad. I'm looking at those right now, just trying to think. But the flares generally come in three packs of three, and you can find those. Again, they are required for offshore. Some type of signaling device and flares do work for that. But again, it just depends on where you are, how you can find those. You can go to any of your boating stores and find the flare kits for a boat, and they're not that expensive. So that is something you could do. From a standpoint on a boat, you know, a first aid kit for a boat is not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Fishermen get hooks in their hands all the time.
Mm.
So those are things that happen, and it's just something to think about. And as far as when you start getting the gifts and boats and safety, Garmin's got some really cool items out there that are about $250. Garmin's got a locator device that you can use. It's called the InReach Mini, and they're like $300, $400. In the InReach, you can send text messages from those offshore. They use a satellite connection. They're really cool. They're a great safety device. If you go in the water, you can hit the button and it will alert where you are. It's called the Garmin InReach. And those are about around $300, I think you can find those. But InReach is really cool, a really cool device, little mini too. And again, you can do pre-programmed little text message on there. Some pretty cool things there for that. But again, those are some of the different items out there. You know, I always like a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Great flashlights, LED, Anebo. Good for anybody, a sportsman, hunter, fisherman. Everybody needs a flashlight. They're great. Knives, again, your Kershaws, your CRKTs. You can get some really good folding knives for anywhere from $30 to $40. They're a really quality knife. A good fillet knife, a Bubba knife. Great for a fisherman or a hunter. Those are great knives for filleting, for cleaning deer or cleaning fish. So that Bubba knife is a great knife. Again, you can go on and on with the different ideas that aren't that expensive. They just aren't. They're not bad. So a Bubba Flex Blade, and I'm looking at Bass Pro, they're $51 for a Bubba Flex Blade. Pretty good little fillet knife there. Excellent job. I mean, excellent job for anything you do.
All right. Well, maybe we've planted some ideas in people's heads, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks. We'll be a week out from Christmas Day, so maybe you'll have some new ideas then.
Absolutely. We'll give an update on waterfowl season, let you know where we are.
Fantastic.
In the meantime, be safe out there. Again, always let somebody know where you're going. Plan your hunt, hunt your plan.
Great idea, Major. You have a great couple of weeks. Talk to you later in the month. Major Billy Downer, SC Wild from the Department of Natural Resources here on Sports Talk. That'll do it. Thanks for being with us. Thank you, Josh. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.